because yes, because actually ignorance precedes wisdom. Mm. So you have to be ignorant before you are wise.
So at some point, it can actually happen to any man. It happened to my dad.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to LifePod with C. I am delighted to have you with me today.
Welcome once again to another episode on LifePod with C. I am super excited to be sharing this awesome learning moment with you, and I know we're in for an amazing ride. Have you ever found yourself in that place where you wished you could control everything? That would be a really cool superpower, right? Imagine walking down the road and you can already tell that your friend who is coming from the other side of the road is about to piss you off. And so you begin to do everything possible within your power to change that event. We all love control, don't we? We all love control, absolutely. So I was in this meeting with my team, and while we brainstormed, trying to come up with ideas and concepts for our next episode, one of us, Blessing, came up with this concept, Control, Alt, Delete. That is Control plus Alt plus Delete. This fascinated me, especially because all I know about this combination is in computing. But while we talked more and expounded on this, it became more interesting and we could relate it to our daily lives. I even put out something on my status and I got some really interesting feedbacks. For lack of time, I'll share just one with you here. Now, the next voice you'll be hearing is the voice of Cici, who will be sharing her thoughts with us very briefly. I'll be back.
Hey, this is very, very, very beautiful. I love the steps. Control yourself. Of course, you are the only person you can control. Even if you born Pekin today, you're not going to control that Pekin in a few years. Even when you born yourself, Pekin will show you, say, I'm a human being on my own. Alter your thoughts, I believe. For that one, yeah, because I feel like once you've learned to control your own self, it shifts your mindset. Your mindset is completely shifted because you're no longer focusing on others. You're looking inward to resolve things. You're looking inward to see, oh, what can I do? Because you know, you can only control your own self, your own actions. That makes lots of sense. Delete negativity, that's a given, right? That's a given. Good job, good job, good job, good job.
Thank you so much, Cici, for taking time out to jump on this. You will agree with me that, short as that may have been, it was very insightful. Thank you so much again, Cici. Okay, so in talking about Control, Alt, Delete, let's start from where we all know, or the most common ground. I mean, in maths, we were taught to start from the known to the unknown. Now, in computing, the key combination, Control plus Alt plus Delete, initiates a series of functions. It ranges from refreshing your system to calling up the task manager where you can use to check programs running in the background. And you can also use it to log out. You can use it to restart your system and so on and so forth. Quite a number of functions I can't really remember from the top of my head. But we're not considering this topic in this light. We're looking at this topic in the light of life itself generally. We will have this discussion as the steps to achieving completeness. Step number one, we have control. And so we have control, that is CTRL. We have control, that's step number one. Step number two is ALT, which is what? Alternate. Alternate. But in this case, we are considering it as to alter. And if you look at it, really, to alter and to alternate are two different things. To alternate means to switch between two or more options, while to alter means to change something entirely from what it used to be to something else or what you desire it to be. And so in this case, we are considering ALT as alter, not to alternate. And then the last step being delete, D-E-L, delete. So with regards to this episode today, we are looking at these steps as to control yourself, to alter your thinking, and to delete negative thoughts. Control yourself, alter your thinking, and delete negative thoughts. Number one step, control. means to control oneself or to control yourself. Proverbs chapter 16 verse 32 says, "He that is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh a city." NLT puts it in such a remarkable way. Better to have self-control than to conquer a city. I'll take it again. Better to have self-control than to conquer a city. Oh boy. You see, I think I actually agree with this, because it's easier to control other people than to control yourself. Because for yourself, there's no system to check. There is no accountability system. Yes, that's the word. There's no accountability system. But when you are able, this scripture says that when you are able to control yourself, even when nobody's watching and nobody's controlling you, you're able to control yourself, then it is better for you than the man who is able to conquer a city and yet is not able to control himself. It's commonly said that the strongest man is he who exercises control over himself. You can never control what someone else does, but you can determine how you respond to it. That's control. It's better to be proactive than reactive. Being in control means giving yourself enough time to pause, reflect, and consciously choose a more appropriate course of action or response in the face of a challenging situation. I hope you've got that. Everything in life cannot be controlled. I have to reemphasize this. Everything in life cannot be controlled. In fact, that's why the concept of control seems to be more difficult, because people believe that they should be able to control everything. You can't control everything, but you can be in control. I'm preaching right now. You can't control everything, but you can be in control. So how do you achieve being in control? By controlling your emotions, by controlling your own self, and controlling how you respond to the things that come from the external environment. So like I said before, everything in life cannot be controlled. However, we can control the effect it has on us. That's what I said before. By gaining control over your emotional responses, you lay a foundation for a more positive mindset. Now, this is good transition to our next step. You see, in achieving a positive mindset, you need a changed mind. And step two says, alter your thinking. To alter your thinking, you will require to unlearn and relearn. This can be pretty scary, you know. I know, I agree with you. It can be pretty scary because it's not easy for you to let go of what you've always known. But the truth is, no one holds onto the old things and gets new results. A wise man once said, "Doing the same things and expecting a different output is a sign of madness." It's a sign of madness. Intentionally learn to question the accuracy of negative beliefs. Question anything that comes your way, whether negative, positive. Just give time to thinking about it. Question the accuracy of negative beliefs and consciously choose to focus on more optimistic viewpoints. Always remember, if you can change your mind, then you can change your life. If you can change your mind, then you can change your world. Next step is to delete negativity. I believe we already know this, but for those who have forgotten or for those who didn't know before, your thoughts control your life. It's impossible to want to see positive things in your life when all you have are negative thoughts. It doesn't work. These thoughts are infused in you through the things you see or hear. Therefore, in deleting negativity, you need to eliminate every source of negativity from your life. The sources can include toxic relationships, the news. Oh yes, the news. Self-sabotage. Matter of fact, this particular one is so terrible because this one is not even coming from the external environment. This is coming from within. This is the one you tell yourself you are not enough. You're not capable enough. You're not beautiful enough. You're not handsome enough. You don't think you have the capacity or the capability to handle this. Self-sabotage. You need to do away with such mindset. Deleting negativity is a proactive decision to create a healthier mental and emotional environment. It's not just about avoiding pessimism, but actively replacing it with positive influences and experiences. Now, as I bring this episode to a close, I need you to understand this. In a world that often feels chaotic and beyond control, the war against negative thinking is a battle for mental and emotional well-being. The Gen Zs will say, my mental health is very important. And of course it is. It's acknowledging that negativity is pervasive and emphasizing that we have the power to shape our responses. The Control-Alt-Delete strategy offers a structured approach, providing individuals with practical tools to regain control, shift perspective, and cultivate a more positive mindset. And so you see, it's very important. It's very important that we look at this beyond what we use on our computer on a daily basis to actually infusing it in our daily lives. Deleting negativity is a given, like what Sisi said. And in fact, when she said it, the first time I heard it, what I heard in my ear was, it's given. You know, that's Gen Z language. It's given. And I can also say, and how do you guys say it? Is it that's on per or per? Okay, that's on period. Jesus Christ. I have serious catching up to do. Well, thank you so much, guys. That's how far I can go on this episode today. And yes, it's the festive period. This is the season of love, and love gives. So please show someone some love today. Peace. I am sure you enjoyed that episode, didn't you? Now go ahead and share this link with your friends and loved ones. Also, why not join me on Instagram and Facebook at LifePod with C, and on Twitter at OkoyeCE. That is LifePod with C on Facebook and Instagram, and on Twitter at OkoyeCE. I'd like to hear your thoughts on this as well. Have a fabulous week ahead.